Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of How to Become a Webcam Model. I'm UK Daz as always, and in this video we're going to be covering the Lovence Connect app. I have covered it in one of the other videos, but today I'm going to give it its own video just for the fact that there is some slight differences between using it on your PC and on your mobile phone. So to start off with, we're going to be installing it on a PC. The first thing you're going to want to do is go over to lovence.com and download and install the Lovence Connect app. Whilst you are installing the Lovence Connect app onto your PC, it will also ask you to install the Lovence USB dongle drivers. Once the Connect app is installed, you can now go and open it. It's a good time now to make sure your USB dongle is plugged in, your Bluetooth is switched on if you're using a mobile phone, and your Lovence toy is also switched on. As you can see, there isn't much you can do on the page at the moment. All there is a pink button that says add toys. That's what you're gonna need to click on next. Once clicked, it will bring up a pop-up window with a pink plus key in the middle of the page. What you're gonna need to do is click on the plus key. What's going to happen next is the app's going to do a search for your toy, and once it's found it, it's going to display it on the screen. All that you need to do now is click on the done button. If you are adding multiple toys at the same time, wait for them all to load onto the screen and then click on the done button. Now your toy or toys have been connected properly, they will show up on the Lovence homepage. If you want to test each toy to make sure there is a connection, give the tile a click and your toy will vibrate. At a later date, if you want to add more toys to your collection, then click on the Add Toys button at the top right-hand side of the screen and follow the same process. And that's it. That's as hard as it is to connect your toy to your PC USB dongle. There's not really much more to say about it than that. It's a simple program. You can name your toys, you can test the connection, that's it. The sole point of it is to make sure your USB dongle is talking to your toy, and then it gives the sites, the webcam sites, something to connect to control that toy. For the second part of this video, we're going to be talking about how to connect the toy to your mobile phone. There is a few differences on this app and I will point them out as we go along. So what you need to do is go over to your Play Store or your iPhone Store and download and install the Lovence Connect app. You can also access it by going to lovence.com and downloading it directly from the site. Once downloaded and installed onto your mobile phone, open the app, and what will happen is you'll get asked to agree to the terms and conditions. Just click the pink button below. And then what you're going to need to do then is allow all the permissions for the app to work. Once you've allowed all the permissions, you will get taken to the app's homepage. And then what you'll find there is a pink button saying add toys and a few other options along the top row that I will cover slightly later in the video. What we're going to do first though is add our toy to our mobile phone. And what we're going to need to do is click on the add toys button. And once you've clicked it, it will ask you to allow permission for the app to use your phone's location. Click OK, and what will happen now is the app will start searching for your Lovence toy or toys. If you are enjoying this video, then please click on the like and subscribe button. It really does help. And if you want to see a full list of what else the Lovence toys can do, then check out my playlist. Once they have been found, they will show up in the list below. All you need to do is click on the done button once all your toys have been found. Your phone now will show that it's connected and it will show the Bluetooth signal strength to your toy. If at a later date you decide to add more toys to your collection, then just click on the add toys button and follow the same process as you just have. And if you want to turn off a particular toy, then just click on the toggle buttons on the right hand side of the screen. Now that your toy is connected, we're going to click on the accounts tab. What you'll find on this page is the QR code scanner button. Give that a click and it will open your camera and allow you to scan your QR codes from your webcam sites. Once you've scanned your QR code, it will ask permission to take control of your toy. Just click the yes button and it will connect your toy to your webcam site. If at a later date you want to connect other webcam sites to your account, then all you need to do is click on the QR code scanner along the top right-hand side of the screen and follow the same setup process. Once your webcam sites have been added, they will now show up in the account page. The final page to show you is the control link page. And if you've added your webcam sites, this won't be blank. So you will need to add a webcam site to broadcast onto first. What you'll find when it's clicked that you can now generate a unique link that you can send to others. All that you need to do is fill out how much time they can use the toy for. You can do this by selecting how many seconds or minutes they can take control of your toy for. Once you've set that, click on the generate link button and underneath you will see that you've generated a code that you can copy and send to other people. Now I'm sure that you're wondering what it looks like to receive one of these links. And don't worry, I've got you covered. I've got some screen grabs of what it does look like once you've opened that link on another device. So what people will be able to see is which toy they're controlling, and they'll have a bar that they can scroll up and down to control the vibrations of your toy. Once that time's run out, you will find that the link will expire and they will get a message on their screen to say that their session has expired. You will also have to have a Lovence account. You can do this by checking out the video above. It will show you in the timestamps where you need to go to in the video. If I have inspired you to buy a Lovence toy, then please click on the first link in the description below. It is an affiliate link, but it doesn't cost you any more to use, and it gives me a very small percentage of Lovence's earnings. That's it for this video, guys. I hope you found it useful. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon for future video updates. If you've got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.